Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I want to add a note because somebody in the chat room was expressing concern over this. Those people who built or were using their home computers as Bitcoin miners are innocent parties. If there was a criminal purpose behind all of this distributed cryptographic processing, and it appears that there were, the people who were allowing their computers to be used for this didn't know that's what they were doing. They're innocent patsies. They got suckered in. They got used. But I think for those who are trying to find out who's going into, again, unless it's a fraud to bring about control of the internet, or to basically justify throwing another several billion dollars of tax money onto the banks to keep them liquid, at least until November. If McAfee is right, and this has hit 60 banks, then somebody has the keys to the kingdom, and anybody who's investigating that ought to be looking at Bitcoin mining as how the keys were created. Now, remember when J.P. Morgan did their little botched derivatives deal? They're saying the losses from that may hit $9 billion. Remember when they were saying, oh, it was a billion? It was a billion. No, now it's nine. It's up to nine. They're basically, as time goes on, they're saying, yeah, it was a little worse than we thought. The new government figures are showing that the gross domestic product has gone into a decline. And this is signaling that, as so many other analysts are saying, we're going into another recession. Will you call it a double dip or simply a continuation? But things are not going to get better. They're going to start getting worse. A lot of people are saying end of August at the latest. Going to be another major crash. Remember back in 1929, I know none of us were alive, but there was the big crash that everybody says started the Great Depression. But what most people who are not students of financial history don't understand is there had been an earlier crash in August of the same year, and it scared a lot of people, but it rebounded. Everybody took a deep breath and said, oh, we got away from that one. It was just a foreshock, and it may turn out that 2008 was just a foreshock for what is about to come. The reality is that the total indebtedness of the Western banking system and the nations that are slave to it exceeds the value of planet Earth. If all those derivatives that Wall Street recklessly sold all over the planet come due, it's going to cost more than the entire Earth is worth. I guess I'll back up that giant starship tow truck and stick the hook in there someplace down by Antarctica and just tow it all away. Now, a lot of people are saying yeehaw because Ron Paul's latest audit the Fed bill has passed the U.S. House of Representatives Oversight and Government Reform Committee by unanimous vote. Huzzah, huzzah, huzzah. Well, I wouldn't get too excited just yet for two reasons. One, the members of the Oversight and Government Reform Committee may have voted unanimously to pass this on to a full vote, knowing that they can go out now and campaign for a re-election in November, because they're all up for re-election in November, and they're going to say, I voted, we're going to get those money junkie bastards and win votes with it, knowing that when it goes to the floor of Congress, it'll either fail the vote or Obama will veto it. This is politics election year, trying to look like you're doing your job in the sure and certain faith that it won't actually amount to anything actually being done. The second reason to not get excited about this: look how long it's taken for this bill to get authored and through committee. By now, I'm sure the cooked books over at the Federal Reserve are done to a golden, tasty, yummy-looking brown. So it's more election year grandstanding. We'll be back after these commercials. 800-313-9443.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, over in Egypt, interesting development. The courts in Egypt earlier today threw a former Mubarak-era cabinet minister and a businessman into prison for 15 years for arranging to sell Egyptian natural gas to Egypt, I'm sorry, to Israel at below market price. Value. Remember, we talked about this. This was a sweetheart deal that Israel had while Mubarak was in charge of Egypt, that Israel could buy natural gas at a discounted rate. It was the same deal they'd had with Iran up until the revolution of 1979. Israel was getting all their oil and natural gas for pennies on the dollar compared to what you have to pay for it. And they had the same sweetheart deal. And now the new government of Egypt starting to throw the people who were doing that into prison. Mubarak's former PM has fled the country. They're throwing these people in jail for the corruption and pandering to Israel. So for everybody trying to go around and say that this Muslim Brotherhood president is just another U.S. lackey, it's not looking like it to me. I think the U.S. government is trying to save face. This is a major foreign policy whoopsie. They were trying as hard as they could to throw this election to Mubarak's former PM. And it didn't work. So all around the rest of the world, other countries that are dealing with a change of government are saying, we might actually be able to get rid of this pro-American government, and they might not be able to come back in and put a new one on top of us. And there's a positive thought to take into the holiday weekend. Now, we are seeing, again, a push to try and turn this situation into Syria into some kind of a war. Now, this idea of the shootdown of the F-4 being a reason for an invasion, that one has pretty much cratered. And so now the United States is simply back to saying, well, Assad is bad, therefore we have a right to go in and replace him, which, by the way, is not a recognized principle in international law. We are getting reports that Turkey is mobilizing more of their military hardware on the border with Syria, and that there is an attempt to possibly get the war going before the so-called peace summit that is taking place this weekend in Geneva. Now, Russia has come out one more time sending an unequivocal message saying that Syria's solutions will not be dictated from abroad. In other words, let Syria figure out what they want to do. Now, meanwhile, remember the other day when Hillary Clinton was going around saying that the U.S. supported Kofi Annan's plan for a political transition in Syria? Well, it turns out that Hillary Clinton was trying to put words in Kofi Annan's mouth, because Kofi Annan is not supporting just going in and kicking out Assad and putting in a new U.S. puppet. Kofi Annan has a 6-point plan to specifically address the issue of the violence inside Syria, and it is starting to recognize that the violence is being fueled by weapons and ammunition and supplies coming from outside of Syria. And Kofi Annan is starting to deal with that. And so now the U.S. and their lackey Britain are trying to openly derail the United Nations and Arab League envoy Kofi Annan. They just want this whole thing to go away and simply say, you know, we've got to oust Assad. We want him out. We want our guy in. We're going to go in, put our puppet in there, so the Syrian people will be beholden to the U.S. and Israel from now on. It's colonialism is what it is. It's modern colonialism, which in the nuclear age is an extraordinarily dangerous thing to be doing. Now, getting back to the United Nations, Pinheiro is saying that the international community should not underestimate Assad's ability to hang on to power, because despite all of this outside agitation, Assad's government is very much consolidated. Their military chain of command is very much intact and operating. And it doesn't show any signs of fragmenting. So they're going in there basically trying to fight a war against a solidly built, organized government and a solid military chain of command, which is probably why those British commandos that were supposed to be going after Assad in Damascus a few days ago, looks like we're not going to hear from them again. They're probably cooling their heels in that same prison with those 40 Germans they caught smuggling weapons. And apparently these other 200 to 300 foreign mercenaries that they're all getting ready to show to the world stage all at one time. Now, having lost that whole idea of the shoot down of the F-4 as a reason to go to war, Israel is now saying they're expecting terror attacks from Syria. Oh, yeah, the Syrians are going to come in. They're going to commit a terror attack just when they're trying to avoid invasion and war. Yeah, sure. We believe Syria would go into Israel and try a terror attack. What we do believe, of course, is that Israel will stage a phony terror attack and say, ooh, Syria did it. Go get them. Syria sunk the USS Liberty. Go kill them. Syria blew up the World Trade Towers. Go kill them. Same thing they've been doing for 60 years here now. Now, the U.S. is continuing to reject incremental progress in the Iranian talks. The U.S. position, meaning the Israeli position, is Iran must surrender everything now. No delays, no timetable, no phased out. Shut it all down now. Ship it out of the country. Go back to being a pre-nuclear society, because that way you are a threat to Israel's nuclear export business. This isn't about nuclear war. It isn't about a threat to Israel's existence. It's about profit margins. It's about Israel wants to have a monopoly on nuclear technology so they can charge sky-high prices. Remember what I was saying earlier about the politics of contraband? That profitability rests in the illusion of scarcity. So Israel wants the world to see this kind of nuclear technology as, you know, scarce but available for Israel's price. And the last thing they need is a peaceful Iraqi nuclear infrastructure or a peaceful Iranian nuclear infrastructure or a peaceful Syrian nuclear infrastructure, because then they become competition for Israel's products, and competition drives down prices. And that's what this war is really all about, murdering the Iranians so they don't get in the way of Israel's export business. That's what this is all about. Getting rid of the business competition through firebombing. And that's why the U.S. is rejecting any kind of incrementalism. That's why the U.S. Congress, which is owned by Israel, passed this law saying, no more talk, just go kill them. Because that's what Israel wants. Now, Switzerland has snubbed Obama's and the European Union's Iran sanctions. They're not going to go along with it. They think it's a great deal of nonsense. They think, frankly, that the European Union, in going along with all of this nonsense, has discredited itself, and Switzerland is right on that. Now, earlier today, the United States government announced that they have granted China an exemption from the Iranian sanctions. And I think the U.S. did that to save face because China had already indicated they weren't going to go along with the sanctions on Iran. They were going to go on buying raw petroleum from Iran and exporting products into Iran. And so the U.S., rather than have China seen by the world as defying the United States, says, oh, we're exempting you because you're going to go ahead and do it anyway. It's all about saving face here. Meanwhile, Iran has again reminded the world that an attack on Iran is going to close the Strait of Hormuz. And that will mean no more oil for anybody. And this, there are so many reasons not to do this. And the only reason for our country to do it is because that's what Israel says we have to do. Because if we don't send our kids off to murder the Iranians, Israel will tell the world who really did 9/11, and it'll be a hard time for Israel, but it'll be a lot worse for the U.S. government that went along with this nonsense. More and more world leaders are saying it is time to take back Barack Obama's Peace Prize. I'm in agreement. It was awarded to him before he did anything. It was just a little gold thing to hang on the wall so that people will say, ooh, Nobel Peace Prize. I guess we ought to listen to what this guy's saying. But we're done listening because he's not making any sense at all. They need to take back Obama's Nobel Peace Prize. They need to give it to Cindy Sheehan after it's been autoclaved. Or somebody like that, like a Cynthia McKinney. Somebody who really does work for world peace. Lieutenant Aaron Watada deserves a Nobel Peace Prize way ahead of Barack Obama. These people all deserve recognition for truly working toward world peace. Not Barack Obama, who gets the Nobel Peace Prize and then promptly cranks up World War III to rock and roll full tilt boogie afterburner. Netanyahu is still dropping hints that they're ready to go into Iran. Go ahead. Go ahead, Israel. Attack Iran. But we're not going to help you. The fastest way to get a dog to stop chasing a car is you let him catch one. And this idea that the U.S. has to go to war with Iran because we don't want Iran, Israel to attack Iran, why not? Israel wants the war. Let them go fight it. We have problems here at home. Let's take care of those. Israel's just going to have to take care of itself. They're not our responsibility. No other nation on earth goes around to other countries and says, you are responsible for our safety and our well-being and our prosperity and to make sure that we don't have to go out and kill our own enemies for ourselves. No other country does that. Only Israel does. Now, a group of lawyers up in Great Britain... Oh, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
Answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. So a group of nine British lawyers from the field of human rights, crime, and child welfare have put together a report on children in military custody, concluding that Israel is in violation of the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child and the Fourth Geneva Convention. Now, remember, Israel's membership at the United Nations is already tenuous. Israel was allowed to join the United Nations on two conditions. And by the way, Israel was the only nation whose membership at the United Nations was based on conditions. And the conditions were Palestinians had a right to return to the homes they were displaced from during the creation of Israel. And the second condition was if the Palestinians voluntarily chose not to return, Israel had to financially compensate them for the loss of the property. They had to pay for the homes. Israel has not complied with either one of those conditions. In a world ruled by law, Israel would be kicked out of the United Nations. Now we have this group of nine lawyers from Great Britain who are confirming that Israel is in violation of the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child. Now, again, member nations of the United Nations automatically agree to all the United Nations conventions. That's the cost of membership. And so once again, Israel is defying the United Nations. And once again, if the United Nations tries to do something about it, we can expect the United States to go veto. Have to veto it, or they'll blow the whistle on who really did 9/11. Now today, Vice Admiral Mark Hernicek, director of the Defense Logistics Agency, is out there screaming that it is costing three times as much to send in supplies to our troops in Afghanistan because we don't have the Pakistan route. Pakistan has shut down use of those roads because they're a little annoyed at this bad habit that Obama has of going in with these robotic drones and blowing up weddings and marketplaces and things like that. And Obama's attitude is, I have the right to do that, and you will give us the road. And so there's a little bit of a stalemate. I don't think we'll invade. Pakistan actually does have weapons of mass destruction. But it looks like they're starting to lay the propaganda campaign to justify a full-on military intervention in Pakistan. They wouldn't let us use the road. Variation of that is the reason they went into Afghanistan. They won't sell us an oil pipeline right of way for the price we wish to pay. Go for the low-cost option, invade. Right now, 75% of all Pakistanis consider the United States an enemy of their nation because of all the drone strikes, because of all the innocent civilians being killed. And they don't go for this idea of, oh, they were standing next to a terrorist, therefore we assume they are also terrorists. The Pakistanis are basically seeing that they're going to their church, they're going to marketplace, they're going to whatever, and all of a sudden there's a horrendous explosion and people they've known all their lives are in bloody shreds at their feet. It doesn't matter if it's a $2 million drone or some guy with a suicide vest. It is an act of terror, exactly like Hitler was doing to Great Britain with the V1 and V2s. Those aiming systems on the V1 and V2 could not hit a specific military target. They were just shooting these explosive projectiles to explode randomly all over London and other British cities to terrorize the British people into convincing their government to go along with Hitler's agenda. Obama's doing exactly the same thing in Pakistan. They're just blowing up people at random until the people of Pakistan say, please do whatever the U.S. government wants. Of course, it's backfired. The people of Pakistan now see the United States as an enemy, and anger and resentment against the United States is growing, not shrinking. So whoever thought that drone strikes were going to convince the Pakistani people to love the United States, that obviously has not worked out. Now, I mentioned earlier in the show when we were talking about this strange, we were talking about Agent Orange and its history, and there's this interesting story. On last May 28th, President Obama launched a campaign to reshape the history of the war in Vietnam and to sort of come up with a new official narrative of Vietnam that sort of skips over the fact actually lost that war and tries to portray it as the most extraordinary stories of bravery and integrity in the annals of U.S. military history. No mention of Agent Orange, no mention of the free fire zones, no turkey shoots, no massacres, no cover-ups of massacres, no racism, no suicides, no fragging. They're trying to rewrite the history. In this day and age of the internet, it is not going to happen. But it should teach us all a lesson of just to what extent we should trust the history of World War II and Germany that has been provided to us by the state-run schools. If they're already trying to rewrite the history of Vietnam, then they probably rewrote the history of World War I and World War II to the same extent. I'm going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. The fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. But making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. There's someone wants to help her.
America, welcome back to the show here. The House is presently voting on contempt charges against Attorney General Eric Holder over the Fast and Furious scandal. The Democrats and the Black Coalition have walked off the floor. They're not going to vote. This is their way of saying, how dare you? This is just partisan politics and it's racism. That's all that's going on here. I guess they're learning some bad habits from their friends over there in Israel. And I told you when this thing started, there is going to be no end of political pressure and game playing done to make Fast and Furious go away. It is a can of worms. Nobody who knows what's going on wants open because it is a repeat, a continuation, the sequel to the Iran-Contra gun and drug running scandal. And I think the numbers are something like 60,000 guns went down there. I don't have the actual numbers, but the actual number of guns that were supposedly tracked to the destination was single-digit percented. So even if it was actually supposed to be doing what it was doing, it was a miserable, miserable failure. But we do know that guns were going down, drugs were coming back. the ostensible story was, well, we couldn't just give them the guns or they'd be suspicious, so we were trading the guns for the drugs. Oh, where'd the drugs go? Oh, man, they just disappeared from the lockup. So this is why we're seeing this kind of game playing. The Democrats have simply walked out of the House, and I know the various coalition of black representatives were screaming that this was all about racism. This is the scandal. This is the one they don't want you looking at. So we'll get conditization from this point on here. I think the measure is going to pass anyway. I'm not exactly sure, but I think a simple majority that is all that's required. I don't know what the quorum requirement is, but I think they're past it already. So it looks like the contempt is going to be there. But, of course, what we'll hear from the media is, well, since the Democrats didn't vote and the black coalition didn't vote, it's not really legitimate. And then everybody should just ignore the fact that Eric Holder is in contempt of Congress. And, of course, in Congress, when you're in contempt of Congress, you know, they make you sit in the back row. I think that's all that happened. I remember this wonderful story or this wonderful scene out of Good Night and Good Luck, which was the George Clooney movie about Edward R. Murrow, where in the aftermath of this whole fight regarding the McCarthy era and the blacklisting of people, where they exposed that all it was this political witch hunt for aggrandizement. And Joseph McCarthy was sanctioned by the Congress, which meant he had to sit in the back row. And, of course, Edward R. Murrow and his news team lost their jobs, which is what happens when you speak truth to power. Okay, yeah, the microphones are already set up outside. The Democrats are out there making their speeches about this is just politics, this is racism, you shouldn't pay attention to any of this stuff. I remember they did exactly the same thing when the vote to impeach Bill Clinton came down, and they all walked outside and said, there's nothing, you shouldn't be looking at this. And of course, behind it all was the real scandal nobody wanted to look at, which was government-sanctioned drug running. It wasn't about a blue dress, and it wasn't about Monica, and it wasn't about Hummers in the Oval Office. It was about government-sanctioned drug running, and this is more of the same. They're acting exactly the same way. We're going to grab a phone call. Rick in Florida. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I called yesterday about Fast and Furious and, you know, how disappointing this is getting to be. And, you know, you called it, it's going to be political, but I'm absolutely at a loss of words. I'm so disgusted with the Congressional Black Caucus. There's police officers dead over this. It's not a racial issue. And the very fact that they want to try to turn it into a racial issue or some type of circus sidebar, just so the Congressional Black Caucus is aware, the law enforcement community is not going to let that fly. And they've just lost complete and utter any support they would ever have from us.
Well, you know, do you remember the TV show, the original Miami Vice, not the new movie, but the original Miami Vice? And in the third season, when Michael Mann knew he was going to get canceled next year anyway, he showed an almost uncharacteristic degree of courage for somebody in Hollywood. And he started doing a lot of shows about, again, the phrase, the politics of contraband. And he did this one episode where Crockett and Tuss absolutely had the goods on this major drug smuggler. And all of a sudden, the word comes down from on high. The case is closed. Shut it down. It's going away. And everybody in the chain of command says, I have no idea what's going on, but we're being told to shut this down. And at the end of that episode, I forget which one it was, they're talking to this banker, and I think it was the same guy who played the ghost preacher in the Poltergeist movies, really emaciated-looking guy. And he says, the problem is the American banking system is as addicted to laundering drug money as the American people are addicted to the drugs. And if you shut down the drug trade, the American banking system will collapse. And this goes back to what I was saying earlier in the show. We've lost our manufacturing on what other than fraud and criminality is Wall Street making all this money? And that's why I think this Fast and Furious situation, this is the continuation of Iran-Contra. It's the continuation of Air America. The biggest drug smuggler in the country is the country. And they are pulling exactly the same political stunts and showboating that they did back during Clinton's administration when the public were getting too close to the real horror that the reason our kids were addicted in the streets of America was the CIA was bringing it in. The money was being laundered through American financial systems, and everybody along the line was just making money hand over fist. I almost feel like I've fallen through a time warp after all these years here at WhatReallyHappened.com. I'm back in that first couple of months of realizing what was going on back in 1994 with a dead lawyer murdered inside the White House and dumped in Fort Marcy Park. And it all goes back to massive, massive drug corruption within the highest levels of the federal government. Ricky is still there.
Yeah, I'm still there. It's just absolutely disgusting how bad the corruption is. And, you know, today I hope that the chess move the Congressional Black Caucus understands when they walked out, they also turned their back and they walked out on every single person wearing a badge. And we're not going to forget that.
Well, I think the Congressional Black Caucus has probably harmed itself with black people because most of the black people I know, they've had enough of this whole racially divisive politics. They're seeing so much, there's been so much emphasis on quotas and black this and black that, that they've come to understand that society views anybody who's black and successful as the recipient of special benefits rather than having earned it on their own merits. And so most black people are turning away from that and seeing the Congressional Black Caucus in basically trying to turn what is a gun-running and potentially drug-running operation into a racial issue. Oh, he didn't do anything wrong. You just hate him because he's black. I mean, it's the same thing we see Israel doing all the time. We didn't do anything wrong. You just hate the Jewish people. It's the same stupid game, and we know it's covering up something really, truly ugly. Anything else, Rick?
No, thanks for fighting the good fight, Mike. I listen to you all the time now.
All right, I will do my best and tell your friends thanks an awful lot, and we're going to switch over to Werner in New Brunswick. Aloha, Werner. You can't stay away, can you? What's on your mind today?
Mike, you mentioned there about the House and that they walked out, the Democratic caucus and the Black
the
caucus.
The Democratic did and the black Congressional caucus all walked out.
Yeah, and as I say, you know, in all this discussion, one thing has been been given very much, very little importance, and that is, what are the figures? Over 3,000 or over 30,000 Mexican civilians got killed by those illegal guns?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, the U.S. is arming this war between the drug criminals and Mexico's civilian government. In a way, Fast and Furious is doing to Mexico what all these guns and everything are doing to Syria. They're fueling the overthrow of that government. And one agenda that may be at work is in this rush to create the North American Union, two of the three governments have to come crashing down. And I don't think the United States federal government is volunteering to be one of those.
And as I say, you know, what kind of weak-kneed, yellow-bellied congressmen are those? Then there's another aspect.
Are you kidding? You're talking about the finest congressman money can buy.
Yeah. I guess so. And I remember there about 15 years ago, it was mentioned that every year, $150 billion, the net profits from organized crime, they were finding their way back into the vault of the banks.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what they've done is they've set up a system of laws and capital controls on ordinary people where, you know, if we're taking more than, like, I think it's $9,000 through an airport gate, they'll just take it from you. And you have to go to court to prove you weren't doing something evil with it. And so bypassing those capital controls has become a big business. In fact, the way the government operates and makes itself rich, it imposes rules on everybody, and then it sells special dispensations and bypass to the favored few. In fact, somebody sent me this amazing story. When Obamacare first passed, before it went to this whole court situation, 20% of the waivers, Obama's handing out waivers as favors to his friends, 20% of them went into Nancy Pelosi's district for things like, you know, restaurants and nightclubs and sleazy hotels. They're all getting waivers. They're not going to have to go along with all of this stuff because they donate to Nancy Pelosi, and Pelosi supports Obama, and that's how the government rules. They set up a whole bunch of laws for everybody, and then they sell dispensations. Remember when the Catholic Church used to sell indulgences? That's exactly the way the federal government is operating right now. Thou shalt not, unless you're a donor to my party, and then you get special dispensation and indulgences.
Maybe it needs a few more Martin Luther's again.
Well, I'm feeling like starting to nail some principles onto the doors of the most holy temple of the Federal Reserve myself.
Okay.
All righty?
Well, as I say, people have to wake up. And when they don't wake up...
I certainly hope so. I mean, I never in my life, growing up in that small farm town in New Hampshire, I never, ever thought I would live to see this country this way. Okay. All right, we're going to let you go here. We're coming up to the end of the show. We're running out of things to talk about. And before we go any further, I have a program note to all the listeners. John Stadmiller, who follows me on the National Intel Report, he's doing a special three-hour show today. Ralph Winterow is going to be his guest for the last 2 hours. So you want to just don't touch that dial. Stay on this link, stay on this frequency, stay on this network, and go into the show. I guess everybody's in high dudgeon over these recent developments. Now, getting back over to this idea of rewriting official history, we're talking about Obama's trying to come up with a new officially sanctioned history of the Vietnam War that leaves out Agent Orange and free fire kill zones and all the rest of that stuff. The British government is introducing a new secrecy law in Parliament, which, if enacted, will block all discussion of the torture scandals, would justify keeping them secret forever. Okay? Ministers will be able to demand secret hearings and prevent victims from ever seeing any evidence about their claims. It's a star chamber. They're bringing back the star chambers. We had the same thing during the Iran-Contra hearings. Anytime anybody started talking about cocaine or that airport at Mena, Arkansas, Daniel Inouye would shout executive session. They'd kick out the public and the press, close the door. And whatever they talked about is still classified to this very, very day. So over in Britain, they're talking about they've been engaging in torture. Now they don't want to have to deal with it publicly. This is the country that supposedly gave us all the Magna Carta, which said torture is not to be used because you can't rely on it. We really are going back to the Dark Ages. It's the fall of modern civilization, and as it was the last time, it's all the money junkies. They're addicted to other people's money, and they're so hopelessly in the throes of their addiction, they can't see any other priorities for running a society. Now, I want to talk a little bit, I've been getting a lot of email about HBO's new series, The Newsroom. And the storyline is it is a TV newsroom, and there's a bunch of these, you know, talking heads and reporters, and they're trying very hard to report on corruption and speak truth to power, and they're being blocked here and there, and they're trying to basically show them as heroes and wanting to do the right thing. Okay? This is just another piece of corporate media propaganda to sell a positive image of TV news with which to counter the growing awareness of the reality. This is not unlike all the TV shows and movies that have constantly been selling a positive image of the FBI, like the FBI story, The Silence of the Lambs, all of these which said, oh, the FBI are a swell bunch of Joes, when we actually know about COINTELPRO, the framing of James Earl Ray, the framing of Lee Harvey Oswald, the concealment of the true causes of the crash of Flight 800. Frederick Whitehurst blew the whistle that the FBI lab routinely biases their results to favor the prosecution. So let's whip up a new TV show to remind America what really good people the FBI are. And this newsroom from HBO is more of the same. The corporate media understands that the American people have lost all trust in the corporate media talking heads, even the D-Cup Brigade that is now becoming the featured lure on the corporate TV news. And you go around to some of these networks and they say, our newscasters, they're doing bikini shots on the set. This is our new newsreader, and they got a hot pink bikini. They're trying to tease you back in like a newspaper tabloid because we know they're not telling us the truth. So now they're going to propagandize you through HBO yes, the newsreaders really are trying to do the best thing that they can. No, they can't. They would have done it before now, or they would have left. By the way, as a little side note, I discovered you can polish a turd if you start with one of those fossilized dinosaur poops. But as far as this HBO show is concerned, complete and utter failure. Complete and utter failure. All righty. All right, let's see. We're coming up on the end of this segment. One more commercial break. We've got time enough to simply mention, you know, all the Seattle Police Department brutality against their Occupy movement? The Seattle taxpayers are going to have to cough up $150,000. As a result of all the abuse from these racist, violent police. Police commit crimes, taxpayers forced to pay the cost. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the pass?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, not too long ago, we were reporting on this plan by the United States government and the Department of Homeland Security to put a fleet of some 30,000 drones in the skies over the United States of America. Same ones they're using to kill people over there in Pakistan and Afghanistan. Now they want to put them in the skies over the United States of America because, after all, can't trust those Americans. They're starting to realize what a scam the Federal Reserve is. They're starting to realize the federal government isn't working for them. We got to put drones on, keep them scared, keep them down. These things are expensive, too. Huge program, something like $750 million are going to be spent putting these all up there with all the controllers and everything like that. Well, let them. A group of researchers led by Professor Todd Humphreys from the University of Texas at Austin Radio Navigation Laboratory succeeded with only $1,000 in parts in taking control of an unmanned aerial vehicle being operated by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Oh, that's great. I can imagine the little drone operator over there at Department of Homeland Security says, I keep steering this back to all those troublesome American citizens, but it's still flying over the cow pasture. It seems to be aiming for that bull's nether regions. So, yeah, low-tech is going to rule. And there's a lesson to be learned here, because I think one of the reasons Obama is trying to rewrite the history of Vietnam is primarily to erase the fact that with all of its high-tech weapons, the U.S. got defeated by really a farming culture with rifles simply defending their own home. And they used a lot of wonderful low-tech means to defeat these high-tech weapons. The more high-tech and complex they become, the easier it is to bypass them. I know before the war in Iraq got started, and they were holding war games to see how it was going to go. And the general that was supposed to simulate the Iraqi troops and, of course, out of politeness and patriotism, was supposed to lose the war game, actually won. And all he did to do it was not use the radios, not use the communications that he knew were being intercepted. He used, you know, hand-delivered messages to coordinate his military actions. And the other side, with all their high-tech gimcrackery, didn't know what was coming. And they got caught off guard by surprise. End of story. Sometimes old school really will work. So just something to keep in mind there. Interesting video on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. You may want to look at it because there have already been two of these pulled. But in the video, a Catholic priest is being interviewed. I'm a priest. I don't know if he's Catholic or not. But he's basically saying, yeah, religion is all about controlling the people. And there really isn't a hell. He believes in an afterlife, but he says this whole idea of a hell of fire and brimstone is just to scare you into doing what the church wants you to do, which is throw more money in the plate and not rat out Father O'Flaccid for what he's doing to the altar boys. And he's admitting that's what this is all about, rule by divine right. I hope the video is still there. YouTube's trying to take him down as fast as they can find him. That's it for our show. Be back tomorrow here Friday on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller's show. He's got a good show and a good guest. You need to be paying attention to what's going on. Aloha, America.
The next round.